The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office assisted the California Fish and Wildlife's Marijuana Enforcement Division yesterday in Garberville, serving multiple warrants on properties near the Garberville Airport. At this time, CDFW has not released a statement on yesterday's operation. However, we did speak with
Lieutenant Moore of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office.
Lieutenant Moore couldn't comment on Tuesday's marijuana bust because HCSO wasn't the lead agency. But he does oversee the county's marijuana enforcement team. So we checked in about this year's operations.
And so in southern Humboldt and all of Humboldt, we are still doing marijuana operations for illegal cannabis. If somebody doesn't have the correct state license and county license, then we will seek out search warrants and seek to contact those individuals and investigate the cultivation sites as we come across them.
And after years of leading the marijuana enforcement team, he says he has seen the difference legalization and county code enforcement have had on underground cultivators.
So we've seen it go from large-scale greenhouse outdoor marijuana operations, and then because of the satellite imagery the county has, that is now a lot of those have gone away because people know that the code enforcement can see them from their satellite imagery. So we're seeing a lot more indoor and large diesel generator grows that are under the tree cover and kind of really hidden. So we're seeing a lot more of that. And then we've also seen a lot of some fuel thefts from county yards to try to assist some of those grows because the price of fuel, as everybody knows, is so high.
KMA News confirmed with County Roads that fuel theft has occurred on county yards at Elk Creek, McKinleyville, and Hoopa.
And we just continue to get a lot of complaints from neighbors and landowners regarding sites next to them or subjects that are in the legal market and have jumped through all the hoops that they have to jump through and trying to do it the right way. They're calling and speaking with us regarding illegal sites, and then also marijuana burglaries and robberies are also, it seems like, uptick this time of year right now for some reason. And so we're trying to work with property owners and licensed facilities to try to mitigate that and help them in stopping some of that activity.
He stated that the calls of cannabis-related robberies are coming from licensed farms, although he believes that unlicensed farms are also getting hit, but are not reporting.
We just don't get that many calls reporting those. We do see quite a few on the license sites, and we've been speaking with those owners to try to get them ways that they can help reduce that. And if anybody ever does have any information regarding burglaries or marijuana ripoffs, they can definitely call the sheriff's office and speak with us and assist us in trying to catch the people responsible.
In years past, the sheriff's office has stated that it would turn a blind eye to unlicensed cannabis if the cultivator was calling to report a violent crime. So we asked if that's still the case.
The violent crime takes the precedence, so we're not, if somebody's been robbed or there's a home invasion or something along that line, we don't look towards the people for what their status is. We're more worried about getting the suspects and people associated with the violent crime and getting them stopped and getting them dealt with. I mean, when we're there, we'll probably speak with the person if they are illegal and just try to get them to go the right way. But we're not going to go after a victim, whether they're illegal or not, if they've been through an incident like that.
Rural Northern California counties have joined forces to create a human trafficking task force, forming a nonprofit that includes Humboldt, Mendocino, Trinity, Lake, and Butte counties. A 3-year grant is funding Humboldt County's involvement in the regional effort to combat human trafficking, particularly on cannabis farms. Here was Sheriff Hansel speaking at a recent Board of Supervisors meeting.
When we come in to do our search warrants on marijuana grows, we suspect that there's labor trafficking going on. labor has become the biggest liability when it comes to growing marijuana now. When you used to grow it for $3,000 or sell it for $3,000 a pound, you could pay someone $200, $300, $400 a pound to trim it for you. And we've seen that over the years where we had the trimmigrants coming into town and getting a lot of money to trim for 3 to 4 months in a season and then go back to wherever they came from. And well, that's not happening anymore. When you have marijuana that's selling between $300 to $500 a pound, labor and trimming the marijuana has become a huge liability for the farmers. And so how do you combat that? You combat that by forcing labor, by having labor trucked in to your facilities, to your gardens. And oftentimes these are people that are non-documented, that are people from foreign nations that are coming in and that are working these farms. What we found is when we come and do search warrants at these locations, that these individuals don't want to talk with us. These people don't want to give statements. We believe that they're trafficked. We believe that they are victims of crime. But we didn't have the resources to actually help investigate that.
And Lieutenant Moore says he has been on the front lines in the attempt to end forced labor on unlicensed farms.
So, yeah, what we're seeing now and why we started this task force is over the years, we've seen a lot of people that have come to this country either willingly or unwillingly, unfortunately. And once they get here, they think that they're going to just have a job or work somewhere, and then they're forced to provide labor or services on farms and aren't paid or aren't fed. And some of the locations that I've personally seen are just horrendous on what these people have to live in. No running water, no bathrooms. I mean, not even an outhouse or a jug of water. And they're getting water out of a creek, which who knows if that water is suitable for drinking. They're just going to the bathroom anywhere in the woods. They're living in tarps and makeshift little structures. And then once they complete the task that they were hired for, they're either forced to go to another location or they're gotten rid of, which we've seen in the past. Quite a few years ago where there were some Guatemalans, instead of paying to just kill them and get rid of them. We all know if you've lived in Houma County for any time that that's not an exception. So the other thing is they have no way to reach out for help most of the time. There's so far out in the hills that they can't walk to safety. They don't have, their phones are taken from them. All their identification paperwork is taken from them. And so not being from here and just taken out in the hills, they have no hope because they don't know where to go or where they can seek any assistance. So we're trying to stop that and bring it to the forefront and really assist these people in getting help. And so, I mean, in the years past where when we would do operations and everybody would run because they feared the police. A lot of times now, because the word's getting out on what we're doing, they're not running. They're coming. They're talking to us, telling their stories, telling of other people that they know that are in bad situations and trying to point us in the right direction to get them help.
Notably, Humboldt County is a sanctuary county within a sanctuary state, which protects undocumented immigrants from being deported or handed over to federal immigration authorities.
Yeah, so the county and the state that we live in, we do not, if we come across somebody that's here illegally or undocumented, however you want to put it, we don't reach out to Border Patrol or any federal agency. We don't arrest them based on that status. We try, if they are here and have been trafficked, we try to get them services and help and get them what they need to, one, go home if that's where they want to go, or to try to obtain a visa or get whatever services that them and their family need.
Now that the county has secured a $300,000 grant for their task force, more information will be forthcoming, and KMA News will continue to share updates. But in the meantime, we asked Lieutenant Moore what else the marijuana enforcement team will be targeting this year.
We'll be targeting people that do not have state or county permits, people that when we see locations or if we get contacted by public members regarding certain locations, if there's high potential for either trafficking victims or watershed degradation, those are what we're really looking forward to help get our watersheds cleaned up. And anybody that's in need of assistance who's been put in a very unfortunate situation. We work hand in hand with Fish and Wildlife. They have their own marijuana enforcement team, watershed enforcement teams. So we work with them and assist them when they need assistance. And so they're out there doing the same thing. They're looking for illegal diversions, watersheds that are being overdrawn because of illegal cannabis. And so whenever they need assistance, we will go out and assist them. And when we need assistance, they do the same for us. Well, if anybody needs to talk to the sheriff's office or wants to report any information regarding robberies, or if they know somebody that's been trafficked, whether it's sexually or labor trafficked, forced to work for no pay or bad conditions, they can always reach out to the sheriff's office.
Crime tips can also be submitted anonymously at 707-268-2539.